Right. So I was on the old Twitter-majig, and one of my followers retweeted, pretty famous, you know, chap with his, where, I don't even know what his name is, but he went to the South Pole, and he's pals with an Olympic rower. Anyway, he had 61,000 followers. Right, so his dog had just died, and he was dead sad about it. And someone about it got retweeted on my timeline. Okay, it was a bit harsh, but off the cuff, I don't care about his dog, don't care about him. Probably shouldn't have done it. Tweeted, "Fuck your dog, you floppy-haired worst cunt." Classic McKechnie right there, but it wasn't very nice. Anyways, he retweeted to all 61,000 of his followers, which landed me in a spot of bother with all of them, particularly dog lovers. People really like dogs, like to the extent of which they just shouldn't like them that much. Like, dogs great, yeah, sure, but they're not better than people. Well, people will think like, oh yeah, but they're not actually. Right, so they're all go mad. I'll post my address and that online, trying to get me killed. Well, not killed, but you know, start sending work emails. Madness. So I started getting a few phone calls. Work got emailed. Work called me in the next day, said, you're really, really close to getting us in a lot of bother. So, the keyboard warriors kind of did their thing there. I mean, I kind of feel bad, but it's a mad overreaction. I don't feel bad for them, I feel bad for the big man who lost his dog, but, you know, it was totally off the top of my head, for no reason at all. And obviously I'm a dick, but I'm always a dick. So that happened. That's pretty much the most exciting thing that's happened since the last time I did a fucking boo. So that's that. Fuck Ben Fogle, he's dead. But not really, he's quite a nice guy, and I would never like him to be mad at me ever again.